He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning Sky is Falling Again edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, sitting on a pile of cash so high I can see from here to Florida. I started the day with 67% in cash, safe, on the sidelines. And that has gone up a little bit. You're probably closer to 75% cash right now. That's why I believe in active management and not sitting on your thumbs, passive management. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is at 24,521. It's down 496 points again today. The support level on the Dow we'll get to a little bit later in the show. We are getting very close to that support level. The question is, will it hold? Well, we'll find out, won't we? The S&P 500 down 52 points. That's 2%. Okay, I would be down 2% today at least if I was fully invested, but I'm not fully invested. I'm less than one-third invested. The rest sitting on the sidelines. S&P at 2638. We'll go over the important support level here today a little bit later. The NASDAQ down 2.3% today. Oh, I'm telling you, I looked at Facebook, Amazon. It's shocking. I'm glad I don't own those stocks right now. The NASDAQ down 161 to 6866. We'll go over its important support level. Crude oil down $1.72 again. $55.48. Gold up 50 cents. Finally, the gold bug's getting something to cheer about. $12.25. And the bond market also rallying today, 3.05%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on this Thanksgiving week. Not much to give thanks for today in the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ and the S&P 600 and the S&P 400 and on and on and on. The sentiment remains so thick with pessimism you could cut it with a knife. And the fundamentals remain very solid on the market. You have a split market. That happens from time to time. Sometimes you have lousy fundamentals and a good market. Well, that hasn't happened for quite some time, but right now you've got very sour, just sourpuss sentiment on the market. Well, let's take a look here. The S&P 500 is now negative for the year, and I begin the day with a 67% pile of cash that I'm sitting on. And as I said, I can see clear from here in Charleston to Atlanta. The pile of cash I'm sitting on is the highest point in South Carolina, which is known as the low country. Well, and I have had a few that I've lost here this morning, so I probably now have 75% cash. That's called active management. The S&P 500 is now down 10% since its early October high. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is now down 15.2% from its early October high. I wrote in my newsletter on Friday and Saturday that I looked like the market was firming up last week. It was for 2 days on Thursday and Friday. There was actually some buying taking place in the market. I dipped my little toe into the water and immediately got it bit off. All right, and when that happens, all right, it's not time to go back in yet. So we've got a 10% correction so far in the S&P 500. The NASDAQ has now got a 15.2% correction. But if you take a look at some of the individual leaders, former leaders of the NASDAQ, let's just look at Fang for a minute. You know, Fang used to be a good term, and now Fang is a nasty term, taking a bite out of many portfolios. Facebook, which I sold many moons ago, is now at $130 per share. It was at $218 per share. What kind of a correction is that now in Facebook? Well, Facebook is now down from that high 40%. That's right. Facebook hit $218 in the heat of the summer, late July. It hit $218 per share. I bailed on it somewhere, I don't know, in the 165, 170 area, I guess. I'd have to look it up. It's now $129.84, which again accounts for a 40% drop in the F in Fang. And it has sunk its teeth into a lot of folks that continue to own Facebook and have continued to write it down. Amazon, which I sold several weeks ago, is $14.64 today. It was 2,033. Okay, if we go 2,033 to 1,457, we come up with a correction in Facebook or in Amazon of 28%. All right, so we've got Facebook down 40 from its summer highs. And we've got Amazon down 28%. Now, it hit its high. Remember when it hit $1 trillion while I was on the air? That was in late August when it hit 2050. And now it's 1450, 600 points lower, 28% drop in Amazon. I have no exposure to Amazon, but it is coming down to support levels, long-term support levels. And I'll go through some of these support levels on these important indexes here in a minute. Let's go to the N in Fang, which is Netflix, which I do not own anymore. I had Netflix, sold it for a double, and then I sold the second half for a double. I got back into it. Too soon to put the toe back in the water, got my little toe bit off for a little loss. Facebook or Netflix has gone from 423. It was $423. This is Netflix, 423 per share. Today it's 258. So, I mean, telling you that the NASDAQ is off 15% doesn't even begin to tell the whole story, because it's the FANG stocks that have led the NASDAQ. Netflix is now down 39% from its high that it set back in, oh, that was back in June of this year. So we've got Facebook down 40. Let me keep score here. Facebook minus 40, Amazon minus 28, and we've got Netflix now minus 39. Let's go to Google. G-O-O-G is the symbol there. Google was 1273. About the same time Amazon and Facebook were hitting their highs, Google was 1273. Today, Google is 997. It's under 1,000. I can't remember the last time Google was under 1,000. That's a 21.7% drop in Google. Now we got to do Apple, too. Apple, which is the other A in Fang, A-A-P-L, Apple was $233 recently, $233, and Warren Buffett was all over it like white on rice. And I imagine he still is, but it's $176 today. $176 today. That is now a 24% correction in Apple. So really the 15.7 for the NASDAQ does not tell the whole story. Facebook minus 40, Amazon minus 28%, Netflix minus 38%, Google minus 22%, Apple minus 24%. Those are your FANG stocks. And then you can go look at some of these trade-oriented China stocks. Look at Boeing, which I had a stop. I lost it, okay, for a small loss. Boeing has now gone from 394 to 310. Member of the Dow, 394 down to 310. Boeing is now down 21% from its high. So 10% sell-off, yeah, but look at the leaders in the market, former leaders in the market. Well, is there hope? Is there a trampoline somewhere underneath this tightrope? And we'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Well, I've said it many times, you have to have a defense. Whenever I give a workshop, I like to talk about one of my favorite football coaches of all time, the late Don Coryell, who coached the San Diego State Aztecs for many years and was an offensive genius. Put a lot of quarterbacks into the pros, Dennis Shaw, Brian Sipe, several others. And they used to rack up the points, did San Diego State Aztecs. Put a lot of wide receivers into the pros. I remember Isaac Curtis on the Cincinnati Bengals and others. Of course, Marshall Faulk. He was a running back from San Diego State. Great Heisman Trophy winner and everything. Don Coryell used to average about 58 points a game, something like that. He later coached the San Diego Chargers. And their nickname was Air Coryell. Some of the most exciting football you'd ever want to see. Dan Fouts, Kellen Winslow, Chuck Muncy, great receiver, Charlie Joyner, and on and on and on. And again, they would average about 58 points a game. The problem was the other team averaged about 60 points a game. Don Coryell never had much of a defense. Now, he did at one time when they finally almost made it to the Super Bowl until they hit zero-degree weather in Cincinnati. And the ball felt like a brick when it hit the receiver's hands. He had a defense that year. He had Bill Arnsparger, who was bend but don't break philosophy. You have to have defense in the stock market. Okay, in 2000... The year 2000 and the dot-com bubble, the NASDAQ went down 79% from top to bottom. In 2008, just the S&P 500, the simple S&P 500, 500 of the biggest companies in America, from top to bottom was down 53%. To me, that shoots holes in the passive form of investing, the buy and hold form of investing. The bogleheads, the index investors. I believe that the economy and the market go through cycles. And you better not argue with the market because you'll lose that argument every single time. And whenever I buy something, I almost always have a line in the sand. And I'm going to talk about lines in the sand for the overall market, which we're getting very close to once again. We're getting very close to those lows that we hit back in March. We're not undercutting those lows, okay? We're getting back to those lows. Back in March of this year, the S&P 500 finally found very good support at 2,600, okay? We're getting close to that. We're not there yet. That is a line in the sand. Now, I believe we're at 2648 right now. We're 48 points away from that. I believe that the market will find support down there around that level. I do not believe that the market will drop through that level like a hot knife going through butter and go into a bear market. I believe that the fundamentals of the market are too good to keep that from happening. But it's very hard to turn around sentiment right now. Oh, it can turn around real quickly. Fear can turn to greed very quickly. Greed can turn to fear very quickly. Witness the month of October, the last 4, 5, 6 weeks now of the market. We're doing the same thing that we did back in March of this year, February, March of this year. It's no fun going through, but the good news is the fundamentals of the market remain very strong. I saw an interview with Varney, with Larry Kudlow. Kudlow wasn't willing to make a market prediction, but he did say that the economy of the U.S. remains very solid. And I would just reiterate that, you know, we're looking for 20% growth in earnings this year. That's one of the best years in a long, long time. And some would say, well, that's peak earnings. Well, then if that's peak earnings, why are we looking for 10% growth in 2019 and another 10% growth in 2020? At least that's the expectations for now. The NASDAQ, which has taken the worst of it, which makes sense because the NASDAQ was really the driver. It was really in the driver's seat of the entire market. You can't have 5 or 6 stocks carry the weight of the market on its shoulders. And those 5 or 6 stocks have come under heavy pressure. Having said that, the NASDAQ, which is now at 6,900, has very solid support at 6,800. So from a technical point of view, you have very little downside risk here. You may have more. I can't say that the selling is over or that it's going to catch here. We may have a little further pain to experience here before it's over. The best thing to do is be sitting on a wad of cash right now, ready when the market hits these support levels and some buying and sentiment starts to turn on the market, to have some money to go back into the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has extremely good support at 24,000. Okay, the market is now at 24,547. Are we going to come down and test that support level? Maybe. That's where we were back in March. And then I look at the small cap index, which has also come under heavy pressure, the S&P 600. I watched that also. It's at about 950 right now. It has very good support at 900. So those are the current technicals of the market. And I go through those technicals every single day. You know, sometimes when the market goes down every day for, 2 weeks it seems like now, and most days during the month of October, you feel like there's no end in sight. But there always is an end in sight out there somewhere. We just don't know. And I'm just telling you from a technical point of view, there is light at the end of the tunnel here from a technical point of view, because there's very, very strong support levels at those levels that I just went through. Now, as it relates to individual stocks, that's a whole different ballgame. I'm just talking about the overall support levels, which could at some point turn the sentiment around of this market, okay? So in the meantime, what can you do? Well, I'm sitting here with a pile of cash, a hoard of cash, tens and tens of millions of dollars sitting on the sidelines waiting for a better buying opportunity. Well, we've got some news in the market. The housing market not doing well. Now, I would think that the Fed would look at some of this and say, you know, maybe we ought to slow down on these rate hikes. And in fact, if the Fed were to even make some kind of a statement to that effect, it would help turn the sentiment around. Something is going to turn this sentiment around. It's out there somewhere. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
and welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. I truly believe we're going to find a bottom in here somewhere in the market from the second major correction that we've had in the market. Now, I can't say the same thing for some of these leadership stocks that continue to tumble. But as far as the averages go, once the averages can find a bottom, then things start looking much, much better for individual stocks. And as I said, the S&P 500 getting very close to the 2600 level, which it went to back in March of this year. The NASDAQ, the 6800 level, which it went to in March of this year. And the Dow, the 24,000 level. We're just 545 points away from that. The market at least seems to be firming up here a little bit today. And in the interim, I sit on a big pile of cash. Now, why wouldn't we just continue down into a bear market? Well, you know what? Those fundamentals are still darn strong. You've got a very cheap market now. You're probably trading at 15 times forward earnings. 20% growth in earnings this year, 10% next year, another 10% in 2020. Until that changes, the market is going to eventually look to that for its direction and its cue. The market follows earnings. I was talking to a guy yesterday who had been out fishing. I just went by to check on things down there at the docks, you know. And he had gotten back from the morning of fishing, and 50 redfish they caught between them. The redfish follow shad. The redfish follow menhadens. The redfish follow shrimp, which the Charleston Harbor is full of. And that's what the redfish feed on. The stock market and individual stocks feed on earnings. So, but in the interim, you know what? Look, there's times when you go out and the fish just have lockjaw. They're not in the biting mood. The sentiment is bad amongst the redfish. They've gotten together and said, you know, we're on a diet this month, this week, or whatever. It's not going to happen too often. Usually snotty weather will do it. We got a little snotty weather in the market that I believe will eventually blow through. We are in the midst of our second big correction in 2018. We got a little spoiled because in 2017, the worst correction we had was 4%. 4%. It was like the market went up every single day. Well, now you would say, gee, it seems like the market's going down every single day. Well, we're back to even for the year, all right? The market is looking for leadership. Where will the leaders emerge? Well, I'm not so sure about the social media stocks, but I do believe that there will be a lot of technology stocks that will once again emerge as leadership stocks, and I do believe there will be a lot of retail and consumer stocks that will once again emerge. And I think with the oil prices, you know, crude is down at its low for the year once again. I've been looking at a few of the oil service stocks like Helmerich and Payne and a few others. We may be able to find a little bit of leadership there also. But it's too early right now to find any leadership. Now, what about inverse funds here? Well, you know what? You got a lot of risk in the inverse funds because we're very, very close to major support levels in the market. Now, you might want to do it a little bit to hedge right now. Right now, I'm hedging with cash, 75% probably after this morning, sitting in cash. The best-looking inverse funds right now to me look like the small caps, the inverse technology, which is REC. Is it REC, R-E-K? Or the inverse NASDAQ, which is PSQ or QID. But man, you get a little bit of rally going on in the NASDAQ and you're going to get killed in those things. And the biotech inverse BIS. There's one other one too that looks very interesting. And that's the junk bond inverse, which is JB. Now, not only are a lot of investors, professionals like me out there not willing to be active investors, there's even less that are willing to look on the other side of the street at the inverse funds, which will come in very, very handy when this market eventually turns into a bear market. Continued pressure on NVIDIA. I have warned about NVIDIA for a long time. Now, NVIDIA, okay, there's your first sign of positive here. NVIDIA is now up 4.5% this morning. The market is starting to come back here as we've come very close to support levels. That's why I'm not a believer in the inverse funds yet. Very good action in NVIDIA. Now, that doesn't mean I like it, but it's up 4.5% this morning. It wouldn't surprise me to see a little bit of, yes, there's some buying coming into Apple here at this level. We're seeing there's a buying going on in Boeing here at this level. Boeing has stormed back a lot, like 17 points here during the break. So, as I said, the market will find a bottom here from this correction, and we will start chasing those earnings again. The market is hungry for menhadens and shrimp and shad and all the other kinds of things that it feeds on, but mainly the market feeds on earnings. Let's check on Amazon here. Is it finding any buying coming into the stock? Yes, absolutely. It dipped right down to its support level, and here it comes. The support level on Amazon is 1,500. Now it's 1,511, and here comes Amazon. Wouldn't surprise me to see the NASDAQ go positive before the day is over. Facebook, I don't like. I think Facebook has a lot of structural problems at the current time. We do have some earnings here this morning. Helmeric and Payne, which I mentioned, it's been a real pain, but it's an oil service stock. I've had my eye on that one. They're looking for some big earnings this year. I do not currently own it, however. Analog Devices has reported earnings. That's a chip stock. Earnings came in much better than expected. Analog Devices beats by 2 cents, and they beat on revenues, a leading chip stock up 3.4% this morning. Another one that I talked about, I believe, at my workshop in Sarasota, and I've mentioned it on the show before, Ulta Beauty, ULTA. Ulta is getting an upgrade from Oppenheimer this morning, and they have a target price of $3.75. The retail stocks have been under pressure here recently, and there's going to be some good buys. Ulta would be at the top of my list. It's currently at 306. I currently do not own it, however. There's pressure. Let's take a look at Best Buy. Best Buy, I do not own. Best Buy is now up 2.7%. As a lot of these stocks that have been under heavy pressure now turning a little bit positive here. Best Buy turned in earnings that were a little bit better than expected, and Best Buy is up a little bit. I have no interest in Best Buy. The CVS deal with Aetna, that deal is seen closing after the Thanksgiving holiday. I continue to own Aetna. How's it doing today? AET, it's down a little bit, but it's been a good one here this year. Target, not a stock that I like. Target is getting thumped this morning. Having said that, it has rebounded quite a bit from its low. There is some bottom fishing taking place. I do not own Target. Target doesn't qualify as a best stock now. Target has been growing their earnings by 3% per year. I love my listeners and my clients in the Minnesota area, Target headquartered in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I have many clients and people that listen to my show that work for Target. But it doesn't qualify as a best stock now because of its slow growth. It was a fast-growing company at one point in time. Now it's growing by about 3%. That's what their earnings growth has been over the last 5 years. Target right now is down 9.7%. Kohl's also reporting earnings today. Kohl's has not had any earnings growth for the last 5 years. Zero earnings growth. Their earnings have fallen over the last 5 years. It doesn't qualify as a best stock now. It's down 9.8% today so far. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio. We're trying to find some. I'm trying. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And if you missed the first part of the show, I told you where the lines in the sand are on the major indexes of the market. S&P 500, 2600 is where there's very, very strong support. That's where we were back in March of this year. The NASDAQ, 6,800. We're closing in on that. That's where we were at last March of this year. And the Dow, 24,000. 24,000. And we're currently at 24,606. Now, as far as the fundamentals of the market go, this is what gives me great hope. 92% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings, and 78% have beat their earnings estimates. This is not a statistic that future bear markets are made of. 61% have beat their revenue estimates. You say, does that help me? Why the market down? Because there's two sides to the market. There's the sentiment side and there is the fundamental side. Right now the sentiment side continues to be sour, but the fundamental side is very, very sweet. For this quarter, which just ended, we're going to end up with earnings growth of about 25.7 versus the same quarter last year. And I don't want to hear the argument that was peak earnings. No, it wasn't peak. It may not be 25.7. It may be peak fantastic earnings growth like that. I mean, eventually the comparisons aren't as easy to make. It's a mathematical equation. We were expecting 19.5% growth. Instead, we're going to get 25.7. And sales growth for this quarter, we kept hearing, well, the revenue growth's not really keeping up. The sales growth, well, 9.4% this quarter growth of the earnings or sales. Sales, that's how powerful the economy is. The current forward P.E. ratio, I don't know where it's at right now with the today and yesterday. We're at 15.6 on Friday. The five-year average has been 16.4. The market is very cheap right now. We're going to have 20 companies report this week. Some have reported here today, Analog Devices, Kohl's, Target, Intuit, a few others. This quarter that we're currently in, which has, what, 6 weeks left, including that all-important holiday season, we're expecting 14% growth for the fourth quarter of 2018 versus this same quarter last year. For all of 2018, which is pretty much in the bag right now, we're going to have 20.5% earnings growth. and revenue growth of 8.9. This is the most phenomenal year of earnings growth and revenue growth. You got to go clear back to when we were climbing our way out of the deepest recession that we ever had, and where the comparisons were very easy. This has been a phenomenal 2018, and yet the market has lagged, which means that the multiple of the market has contracted to a very reasonable and downright inexpensive multiple currently. For all of next year, we're looking for 9% earnings growth and 5.3. Now remember, that's much better than the GDP numbers. Companies, corporations are doing great right now. And you say, well, we're hitting peak earnings here in 2018. No, not at all. In fact, let's just look at the actual numbers. This year, the S&P, we're expected to get $162 in earnings this year. Next year, we're expected to add another 9.4% to those earnings and get $177 in earnings. And you say, well, then we're going to hit peak earnings in 2019. No. In 2020, we're expected to make $195 in earnings, which is another 10% growth. So let's just take today's S&P 500, 2650, divide it by $195 in earnings to see what the multiple is on 2020 earnings. It's 13.5 right now. So it's very hard to make. In fact, I cannot make a bear case for the market. I can certainly make a correction case. That's already in the bag. What it's going to take to turn the market around, the sentiment? Well, the Fed could turn it around by saying, you know what, maybe we ought to back off a little bit. And most certainly any kind of a resolution to the standoff between China and the U.S. could also really turn the market around. The bottom line is this: the fundamentals remain in place. In fact, they remain as powerful as ever. And the sentiment, for whatever reasons, continues to be sour. The best strategy in this market is to hedge with cash and to wait for that eventual turnaround in the market. We will hit a bottom. And I do believe that eventually, when all is said and done, before this current bull, which began back in 2009, is over, I think we'll see an S&P 500 north of 3,000. And today we sit at 2,666. So, well, stay tuned, right? But in the meantime, we're riding through the second correction of the year, 15.2% now for the NASDAQ, 10% for the S&P 500. But when you look at individual stocks, like I did, some of these former leaders, some of them are now down 40% from their highs. Always put a line in the sand on everything you own. There's times when you have to play defense in the market. You better have a defense. I met with people in Sarasota, and I said to myself, the big problem here is there's absolutely no defense. They have 100% exposure to the market, and their advisor has no plan whatsoever for the defensive side of the market. If you'd like to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com. That's 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.